Our Old Testament reading this morning can be found on page 62 in the Old Testament section of your Pew Bible. We'll be reading from Exodus 16, verses 2 through 15. It's entitled, The Bread from Heaven. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, If only he had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when he sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, when they prepared what they bring in, it will be twice as much as the gather on the other days. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what we are, that you complained against us. And Moses said, When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining. And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. Our New Testament reading comes from Philippians, the first chapter, verses 21 through 30, and may be found on your Pew Bible on page 196. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or are absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but for you, of your salvation. And this is God's doing, for he has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well, since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. What does it mean to live in Christ? If you read some of the early church history and you read what Paul endured in service to Christ, you know, you think of Paul as this great, great hero. He was beaten many times. He was stoned many times. He was shipwrecked. He was reviled by the very people that he thought were his friends and his compatriots. And he was a Pharisee's Pharisee, and he was right there in the center of the power of the Jewish synagogue and church. And he was an educated man, and he was a Roman citizen. But he put all of that at risk. Why? He was on his way to Damascus to take some of this new sect of heretics who thought that Jesus had died and had been resurrected and that he was the Messiah. And he was on his way to Damascus to capture these people, these heretics, and take them in chains to Jerusalem so that they might be dealt with. Well, that was his plan. And that was the plan of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people that sent him. But as you've heard me say again and again, God has a plan. And it may not be the one that you woke up thinking he had for you that day. Well, Paul had his aha moment on the road to Damascus, so much so that he was deprived of sight for several days, literally knocked off his, I think he was riding a donkey or a horse. There's probably a couple of things there, so you can play around with that play on words if you'd like. But he was given a comeuppance, as some people might say. Saul. Yes, Lord. Why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Jesus. Talk about somebody who realizes he needs to do a correction in his employment idea. He may have thought he was moving on to the higher employment line and greater places of importance in the Sadducees and the church of Jerusalem. But Jesus has just turned that on its side. Now, we recognize that because everything else that Paul writes, everything else that Paul sends, we need to at least remember that in the context. What he's writing, he talks about the trials, the tribulations, he talks about the suffering, he talks about the perseverance, he talks about the faith, he talks about all of these powerful things that if you don't know the whole story, you only recognize as a little bit. Oh, he was convinced. Well, how was he convinced? Oh, and, you know, what did it take to convince him? You know, Thomas, unless I put my hands in this holes in his side and his hands, I can't believe. No, he said, I won't believe. And a week later, when Jesus appears in an upper room and Thomas is there, goodness gracious, does Jesus beat him up over it? No, but he does say, blessed are you for you believe, but greater are those who in not seeing have believed. Paul is speaking to people who may not have seen, but have heard. And he's calling on them to believe, and in believing, have faith that what they've heard Christ say as his message about his ministry is important. We started today with verse 21, but I want you to open your Bibles and open up to Philippians, because I want you to read verse 20 as well. Because we know that what's happened is Paul has left everything of that other life path that he was on behind and started on this new path, life path. And he has put himself tremendously at risk. And different commentators believe that Paul is sitting in Rome awaiting the judgment of the emperor on his case, whether he's going to live or die. Verse 20. It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, but that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted now as always in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, verse 21, for to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I prefer. Paul is not suicidal. He's not saying, I'm going to jump off this thing and I know I'm going to die. He says, I know that God has a path for me to be on. I'm on that path, and wherever it leads, I will follow it to the end, even if it costs me my life. And if it doesn't cost me my life, then I can be fruitful. I can tell
trust in Him. him and someone else is offended by my faith, I'm not making that decision for you. You can make your choice. I'm going to do this. Joshua says, what? As for me and my house, we will choose to serve the Lord. Now, if someone's offended by that, okay. I'm sorry, you just didn't have to be offended. I made my choice. And I know where my choice is going to take me. Ultimately. Paul says, holy, this is verse 27, only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind in the faith of the gospel. Whether in Paul, they were just dealing with everyday life, right? They're Christians in the first century church. The Roman imperial power says that you have to bow down and consider Caesar a god. Well, if you're a Christian or a Jew, what does that mean? You can't do that and still hold Yahweh, Jesus, as God. Because whether it's submission or Nero, neither one of them is God, even though they claim to be a God. The Christian people are put in a position where if they claim Christ as Lord and Savior and not recognize a human dictator as God, then they're not. Torture. Paul says, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving together, side by side. Because one of the things that Paul writes in his letters is to answer people who have either come down on one side or another, whether it's dietary restrictions, whether it's eat meat or not eat meat, whether one day is holy or another day is holy. All these challenges and tribulations that came in everyday life, and they were split. One side felt that they were right. The other side felt that they were right. It's like they're warring against each other. Wait a minute, we're Christians. We can agree to disagree. Let's agree on what we agree on. And that's it. Who's Lord? Jesus is Lord. Who do we follow? God. Confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. And then what? And we're saved. Not because of something we did, but because of how we believe. At this point in Scripture, none of us knows what the outcome is going to be for Paul. But he's writing to the Church of Philippi, hopeful, and yet realistically, that